The Milwaukee Common Council is scheduled to vote Tuesday on a financing plan for a downtown streetcar. The estimated cost is $124 million. Federal money would cover more than half. The city must provide the rest, and the amount grew after the state decided utilities don't have to cover the cost of relocating power lines when it comes to downtown streetcars. One of the biggest council supporters of a downtown streetcar is Alderman Bob Bauman. He says the $65 million federal dollars buys a two-mile rail line, and downtown is the best location.
This is where we get maximum probability of success by going where development will occur, where there's concentrations of jobs, where there's concentrations of tourists, where there's concentrations of residential, to maximize success for the starter system so we can build on that in terms of future expansion and extensions.
One of the most consistent opponents of the rail project is Alderman Joe Davis. He says the city should invest resources in neighborhoods that desperately need jobs and development to combat pervasive poverty and incarceration.
I've always advocated on the areas of greatest needs. I see the district in which I represent is changing. I see high unemployment in certain areas of the city, and I'm not going back down from that.
Davis has repeatedly mentioned the 30th Street Industrial Corridor as a potential jobs haven that needs links with other parts of the city. So there have been occasional fiery exchanges between Davis and Bauman, including at a committee meeting last week.
The legislation that Congress passed says downtown streetcar system, correct? Not 30th Street Industrial Corridor, not Northwest Side, not KK Avenue, downtown streetcar system, correct? That's number one.
Number two, I have the floor right now. Mr. Chairman.
Can't happen. Legally, it can't happen. Let's stick to the merits. No more political.
We'll stick to the merits of this project,
not the incarceration rate.
No. I'm here representing the 2nd District. You may not like it, but I don't have any allegiance to nobody but the folks that I represent and the next generation of the city. So I'm going to say some things that may rouse your feathers, but your feathers need to be roused. Because we can't continue to go on this way.
Davis says he has not gotten one call from a constituent in support of the rail initiative. The details as they now exist have the city spending $59 million on the project. When the cost of relocating power lines was added, planners scaled back the route and proposed creating two financing districts. The city would borrow money, then pay it back with anticipated property tax revenue from the rail neighborhoods. Alderman Willie Wade says Milwaukee doesn't have many other options for spurring growth.
The only way we're going to get money is from development or redevelopment. The state won't let us raise the taxes any higher. They're not going to share any tax revenue with us.
Planners estimate the streetcar would carry 6,000 riders per day. They say the estimate is conservative and create hundreds of jobs, especially during construction. Business opinion appears mixed, particularly among owners whose operations would be impacted during or after construction. Many unanswered questions remain at this point, such as how could a streetcar line be linked with the county bus system, and how much and how long could it take to build extensions to other neighborhoods? As of now, Alderman Jim Bowl is not satisfied.
I know that one of the issues that's been raised, whether it's significant or not, is the ongoing operating cost of a system.
Several people have made predictions about today's vote. They range from the council will comfortably approve the plan to narrowly advance it, to members might postpone a decision. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.